Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
We all want to pray for people and see them healed, don't we?
Who wants that? You know, to actually be in that place where you pray for someone and see them set free or healed. Or, you know, like that's really our heart. And, you know, I think sometimes that we can jump straight to we want power and miss the step before, you know, like, you know, how you can miss a step. And what we've been discovering is his, this, and that was a great communion message too. That was about identity of who we are and who he is, you know, and we hear a lot about God and, you know, he's way out there and he's powerful and everything, but he's just a loving dad that just, and it's not just about knowing who he is, it's about knowing who we are and being known by God, you know. There's something about, isn't there, to, you know, that scripture, it used to always confuse me, and, you know, like I never knew you. But they say, oh, but I did healings, saw people, you know, raised from the dead, all these things. But he said, you know, I never knew you. And so it's actually a choice for us to be known by God. It's actually a choice of whether we will allow God to know us. You know, in any relationship, we can guard ourselves and only let people see so much of us. And we can do that with God as well. You know, we say, oh, hang on, God knows everything. Yeah, he does. But it's like he restricts his godness, if that's, to say, I won't violate your will. I won't go in and just say, I know everything about you and we're all good. He allows us the choice to say, that far, God, and no further. This is how much I'm going to allow you to see in my life. To know us, you know, to know God and to be known by God is that's the essence of our walk with him, to be known by him, you know, to be a man or a woman that's known by God. Oh, you know, say, do you know God? You know, you could say, it's more that question is, does God know you? Does he know you? And so that's been our walk this year, is saying, will I allow you to know me? Will I discover who you are to know you, but also for you to know me? And so out of that, we've went on this journey of his presence, because, see, his presence is about relationship. Power is about almost like the result of, you know, of relationship and presence. If we jump over that getting to know him and him getting to know us, because we're letting him get to know us, then we get into that place where it's all about, and you know what, we lay hands on someone, God, 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 please, 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 please heal this person. You know what I mean? Because it's almost like that you're just hoping the power's going to come. You don't know how it comes. You're just sort of randomly thinking, you know, it says in the Bible that we'll lay hands on the sick and they'll be well. And that's a great promise. But it all comes back to knowing him and saying, Papa, you know, Jesus said he must have actually walked past some people that were sick, because Dad didn't tell him to go and pray for him, you know. Anybody who came, he didn't turn him away. But there was something about when he said, I only do what my dad tells me to do. As he spent so much time with him just hanging out, you know, at night times, just saying, I only do what Dad tells me. But you need to actually have a relationship that you can talk to do that, you know, and to hear. And I think that's what Joe's talking about. This whole prophetic thing and hearing God's voice is something that he wants for all of us. It's not just for the people that are prophets, you know, with that prophet's anointing, which we honour. We honour that prophet's anointing. But, you know, part of a prophet or a fivefold prophet minister is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, which is releasing the prophetic gifting over everybody. You know, it used to be that the priests were, you know, it was the priesthood of the believers, you know, just the priests, but now it's the priesthood of the believers, isn't it? We're all priests. We all minister. We don't need a priest to actually go to sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is that already, isn't he? He's done the deal. It's it. Now we get to be straight on lovers of God. We get to hear from him. We get to, you know, be prophetic, if that's what you want to call hearing from God. And that's sort of all it is, isn't it? If you break what prophetic down is, it's just hearing from God, just talking with him. Yeah, I went to a conference overseas with a couple of other pastors, and anyway, we're praying in the room, going, like, you know, we're really hungry. You know, it was the voice of the apostles this year. It was, you know, Bill Johnson, Heidi Baker, all that. It was awesome, you know, and we say, God, you know, what do you got for us and stuff? And you know, we're just crying out. And one of the guys that hadn't been sort of with us or sort of in this sort of culture was a pastor, and he's going, God, and you know, and I said to him later, I said, that was a great pastor's prayer. I wasn't trying to be condescending, but you know how sometimes we can have prayers that sound really good, you know, like, God, we just bless you, you know, like it's almost like we have a formula of how we actually pray. And I used to have a friend of mine, and I used to think, gee, he's got this funny relationship, because he'd call, you know, God Dad and say, oh, I'm not feeling real good today. And he'd just be like talking normal, you know. And I just thought, that's raw, and that's like close, that's intimate, and that's friendship. But I just really sense that, and that's what we've been praying about, is that God wants to release something in your congregation that is just like that you would all prophesy, that as you get sent out into the community, you would be salt and light, like you would be feeling from God and saying, God, what about this person? Or they'd be highlighting people, you know, that who wants to hear more of the voice of God in their everyday life? You know, I think we all do, don't we? We all want to be, you know, like salt and light and out in the community is pretty scary if we actually don't hear stuff from God. Because we're just sort of randomly trying to do, you know, trying to witness and trying to share things. But it's, you know, but to hear a word say, hey, go and tell this person that, you know, I love them. Or, you know, it could be just something really simple, but would just open the door. And it's supposed to be natural. Like, it's weird, but it's natural. It's supposed to be supernaturally natural, if you know what I mean. So it's not weird for us. Like, it's profound for other people, and wow, it's sort of like, wow, I just got a dose of salt, you know, right now that flavoured my world, you know, and you can break open someone's life and change them forever with a little word of encouragement that comes from the Father's heart. You know, if it comes from the Father's heart, it's directly from him. It's going to speak, and it's going to hit him right where they need, you know, ministering to. And
I was talking with the students a couple of weeks ago about discovering your unique destiny, and we were just talking about hearing God's voice, and I got them all to reflect on some things in their life's journey where they just know, when they look back on it, they just know God orchestrated that. Yeah. And even now, if you guys could do that, if you have it, just stop and close your eyes for a minute if you wouldn't mind. And have a think about a couple of times where you just know that God was speaking to you. It might have been through someone, or it might have been a situation, or but you just know it was one of those God moments, where an encounter or something that just brought you right up close. You know, I was brought up in a mainline church, and I was actually running a managing a Christian bookshop down in Warrnambool, and all I had was my mainline belief, and a couple of little AOG kids used to come into the shop and tell me that I wasn't saved, and look, I hadn't even read the Bible. I'd read my in the Lutheran church it was confirmation, and so I had my confirmation books, and I had my infant baptism thing down, and so like it was a very confronting time for me. But when I look back on it, the courage that they had to come and like crash into my world and say something that made me go deeper changed my life. So what I said to the students was, that thought encourages me to be that for someone else. So I need to hear his voice so that I hit the target, you know. Like he said, just naturally hitting the target every day and recognizing that that's the kind of power we all have to crash into someone else's world so they can have a God encounter. And like that to me gives me more courage to go up to someone in the bakery and say whatever I need to say. You know what I mean? Because that's, I get to crash into people's worlds. I get to change their life forever. Like, that absolutely helps me combat my own fear and my own insecurity. To just think, wow, I'm part of a bigger plan for other people's lives.
Is that still going? It is, yeah. Yeah, I just got a real sense that God's equipping you. I don't know about what your guys' journey is. I've heard a few little snippets about your life in the community and wanting to be more out there and involved and stuff. And I just really sense that God's equipping you. He wants to equip you and he is all for it. I feel like it's like where Pastor Phil's leading you. I just got this sense of, you know, when I came today, when we were spending time with the worship team yesterday, it was like just this deep sense of you're not a shallow church. You're actually a very deep church. It was like almost, I don't know, I just started weeping yesterday. There was just a sense of the deepness of God that is here in amongst you people. And I don't take that, I don't usually say that or flatter people, okay? So I really felt like it was this church has got something to give this community and the city. And not just this, but the nation, you know? And your sense of destiny over you is huge. You may only be few. You think that you're only few. You're probably your church is about our size as well. But you can make a world impact. You can make a world impact, and you can make it right now. You're not going to stay this size. You're going to grow huge. I can see that because people are going to just be drawn to the destiny and presence that is here. But you're making an impact right now of just being who you are, and I sense that God just wants to activate the giftings in you that you're going to need when you go out and do what you do in your everyday life, being supernaturally natural. And, yeah, so.
Last night we were having a talk to Mon, and just the story that came to my mind, even, like, for ourselves as well, is a story of Gideon where, you know, he thought he was the least of the least. Yeah. And what did he have to offer? And hiding away in the wine press. And if you don't know the story, I think it's Judges 6. Have a look at that at home. But we were just discussing that story, and God delights in picking the small things and make some huge. And I really want to just honour you guys as a church and honour your leadership, because I really believe that you're positioned for something amazing.
Yeah.
But it's going to come from your hunger of allowing him to be your lover, It's not going to come from a professional type of thing, because like I said, Melbourne's got heaps. It's got heaps of professional churches. And I mean, it's awesome to be professional, so I'm not putting that down. Not at all. Yeah. But that heart of hunger, that allowing God to be everything he wants to be with you, hearing his heartbeat of how you're going to penetrate this city, and you can be unstoppable if he's your lover. Yeah. It's just the most beautiful thing to give him space and to let him speak. Because it's a challenging thing to only do what you see the Father doing. Yeah. It means you've got to be able to see what he's doing, you know. And then you go from that. Always is a core value.
Yeah.
So I was just going to ask the team whether they'd come up. And I seriously just asked them before we got up, could you guys bring a prophetic word to the church? And so these guys have been learning all year that it's as easy as, okay, Papa, what do you want to say to them? And but we want to do it more to just, I feel like we've got to release the thing that you've already got as your inheritance.
Yeah, it's already yours. Yeah.
It belongs to you.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do that.
Yeah, I felt it was earlier this week when we were praying for you guys. I had this picture of like this massive white cathedral, and like you think about, you know, the traditional churches, and they've just put so much effort into building the house of God and making it this strong, beautiful thing. And I saw that the inheritance that you guys have in this church, you know, partly through Phil and his dad, it was hard for me to put into words, but it was the vastness and the beauty of it was similar to this massive cathedral that had been standing for a long time. And I feel like, God just wanted me to try and give you a glimpse of what you guys are a part of, and I think the big thing was that all of you guys are a part of that, and you have an inheritance in that, and part of that picture was that I felt like there's a reverence here for the things of God. Whether you know it or not, I think that I feel like there's this, like Dad was saying, was exactly like just there's this deep well that you guys have here, and it's like this reverence and the awe that the things of God and just God Himself. And I think you guys have a really good honor for your leaders here, especially for Phil and his dad, and heeding the word of God that comes through them. But I feel like God wanted to encourage you to actually have that reverence for yourselves and your own ability to hear God, like that deep, and which I think was perfect you shared about the identity thing this morning, is actually God designed you and God makes good stuff. Like his original intent wasn't to make, you know, these pathetic humans trying to get it right all the time. Like he actually originally designed us. That's what our school's called, the School of Original Design. He originally designed us to operate and to live out of our constant, unhindered connection with him. And so really, a lot of our journey in life is just discovering that place and getting rid of anything that could come in between that, you know. And not in a religious way, but just because we don't want anything but him, you know. And if something's going to get in the way of that, like this, what good is it? And there's no particular thing that I can say. Like, I don't want you to just necessarily grab onto any one thing that I've said. But I feel like the strength of this word is going to come as you all individually just have a chat to God and say, you know, what do you actually think about me? Who do you say that I am? And as you start to get that personal, because you can't get it through anyone else, like if you do, to a degree you can, but it's just going to become a formula and it's not out of your own personal connection. So I feel as you get that, you're going to start to feel the reverence that you already feel and the awe for the things of God and just for his voice. You're going to start to feel that within yourself, and that's not an arrogance thing. That's actually just recognize that we are God's creation and we're not giving him any glory by dissing ourselves. Yeah, so that's cool.
I got the words intersections of rawness before, and I had this picture of this like intricate network that I guess is you guys, and I felt like just with what Joe and Paul were sharing before about being out in the community and just like following the Spirit to actually, you know, release their identity and actually just release God's presence in them. It's like it comes from the rawness of being his kid, not from a boldness that you have to muster up. And I feel like this network that I was seeing was actually just like a bloodline. And it was funny because I had this picture and I was like, oh yeah, and I was like, kind of fits with something else. And I remembered that last week when we were praying, I had a picture of a heart that had, and it was like, you know how you see one of those pictures in the textbook and it's got like the red side and the blue side? I don't really know about it, but and it was like the two parts were coming together, and it was like, well, that makes sense with the intersection. I don't really know the technical stuff of that, but I just really felt like it's going to be like the quiet moments with people, like even like you're on a tram and like someone's got a sore foot, and you're like, hey, you know, how you going? Like, you know, is everything okay? What's up? You know, and it's not something you have to put on. The boldness isn't something that's what you do. It's actually who you are. And it comes from your being, and it's in your DNA. And I'm really excited to see what God does through you guys. Like, just like recognizing your identity, and you're obviously starting to get that, and it's starting to show. And it's exciting. Yeah.
Thanks, Matthew. And that's the thing. It's like your identity is not just individually, but your identity as a church. And who you know and what you're called to, and the authority that comes with identity.
Hmm. And I just at the start of church, I had a word, and then, yeah, we're going to share. So it's like, well, I'll share that. I really felt it was for you guys. Adam and Eve, when they were in the garden, God blew upon them and gave them breath of life, okay? And they received it, and they were walking, and then, most of us know what happened. Adam and Eve fell, ate the apple and fell. But the verse that I feel for you guys is from John 20, verse 22, and it talks about Jesus appearing after after the resurrection, after he died and rose again. And it says, so Jesus said to them, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he has said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained. And I just really feel like God's stamp of approval upon you guys. I really feel he's like breathing upon this place. And the word Joe even said earlier, the wind is on this church. It is. Literally, yesterday, as windy as. But I think actually in the spiritual realm, it's on this place incredibly. And Will Pray and I had a picture of kites flying in the air. And kites individually, all different colours and all unique in their shape, way and form. And I believe that the wind of the Spirit's going to be so strong upon this place, literally, physically, spiritually and emotionally, you guys are going to fly. You guys are going to soar. I believe this place is a Kinsman Redeemer Church. This is a safe house for people to come into. Yeah. So when they come here, they're going to be safe, and people are going to be able to go out and bring them here and say, hey, you're in a safe place. So I believe that this place is going to be a place that's going to grow. But that's obviously from the identity which was spoken, which is awesome, because when you can capture your identity, you can actually help others into their identity as well.
Yeah.
So I believe that, yeah, his stamp of approval is upon you guys. He's sent you. He said, go. He's breathed life upon you, and that breath of life is from God. And to receive that, he's given you, it's like he's given you full identity again inside of you. So, yeah, his approval upon you guys is awesome. Okay, he's so proud of you guys.
Okay, I've got a really strong sense that God, obviously God has got a huge heart for this church. He's got a huge heart for the community, and he's got thoughts and plans that he wants to see outworked through this community. And then I felt like he said that I thought they were keys. I thought God's like hidden keys in this community, in people. And he wants us to draw near to him and discover what those things are. And then I thought, no, they're not. They're like puzzle pieces. And the puzzle pieces are to be sought out and to be found through relationship with him. And that thing comes together. And then I realized that it wasn't just like a puzzle, like a puzzle you play with and you create a picture. It was actually components for the machine that would enable his kingdom to come in this community. And then the other thing with that was that don't overlook the children. God has actually given some of those key components to the children of this community, and it's not for the future only, it's for now. They have something to bring and something to give, and that his kingdom won't come in its full expression without the things that the children bring. And that you're to actively seek out his heart and his agenda for the community in that way.
So I might get a little bit leaky while I talk, but that's normal for me, so just go with it. I had a really strong sense of the word delight, and the feeling for me that word reminds me of is when I first played in the snow, and when I first learned to ski, which was only about 5 months ago. And I just have such a, for me, it's such a vivid memory of the feeling of like, this is like amazing and magical, and I'm so grateful and just like totally overwhelmed by the joy of it. So I don't know if you have a thing that makes you feel delight, like maybe it's being outside or hiking, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's cooking, maybe it's eating. Just something that really makes you feel like just that sense of delight. And I really felt like God say that that's how he feels about you guys, that he just has such delight in you. I was reminded of when Jesus says that I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. And just my real encouragement to you is that God longs for you to delight in him the way that he delights in you. He longs for you to have that kind of skip in your heart and that like that desire just to hang out with him and just to know him and to know more about him and just to share your life with him. So that would be my real encouragement, is just to remember that exactly where you are, exactly how you are, God delights in you right now, and that his heart is that you would delight in him.
Okay, so I think we've nearly run out of time. Is it okay if we just pray for you and pray over you as a congregation? I think we're going to open it up after everybody can go if they want to, or you can come forward and actually get prayer if you would like that. We'd love to pray for you, and the team would be really, that would be awesome. It'd be our privilege, actually. So if you don't have to run away and you would really love prayer, that would be awesome. But I just want to pray over you now, just a prayer of honor and release of, I'm just going to pray. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to pray. thank you, Lord. Presume the prayer position. Dad, we just thank you that you just love us so much. And your delight is for us. Lord, you don't look for reasons to shut us out, but you look for reasons to embrace us. Thank you for your embrace. I just thank you, Lord, for this Compass Church, this family, this group of people, Lord, that just love you. Thank you, Lord, that you just delight in them so much. Yeah. Lord, we honor, Lord, the lineage of Phil and Phil's dad and the prophetic mantle, Lord, that is theirs. It's theirs for the taking. It's theirs for the unlocking. I just really sense it's like there's like different depths of it that it's like stages that you can unlock into the prophetic. And so, Lord, we just honor it today. We honor that in this group of people. And, Lord, I pray, God, that you would unlock this next stage for them, Lord, to be released throughout all of the people. Lord, that they would hear your voice. They would, Lord, not feel like you are far off, but you are so close, Lord, that they can feel your breath. And, Lord, that it's loving and you're kind and you're beautiful. And so, Lord, we just bless you, God, for them. And, Lord, I just release the prophetic. We release the apostolic prophetic over this congregation, God, that they would hear your voice. Lord, and Lord, what you're going to be speaking to them, Lord, is going to be filled with love and compassion, but Lord, it's going to be filled with power. Lord, it's going to be filled with power. What you're going to speak to them, Lord, it's going to be filled with grace and power. Mm. So, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done, Lord, in this place. Thank you, Lord. We bless you today. Lord, we just love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.